Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 69, and currently it is 41 with clear skies at Research Hospital.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
I am feeling ambitious.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Okay, yeah.
Because at 7:38, we will have Gold Bar Limited founder Q Ambitions on. He has an upcoming collab with Rasheed Rice, so we got to dive into that.
Okay. Plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000 in free fall cash. And we got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. D, we're going to go funky, super old school.
I see.
As we approach Halloween, this is my type of jam right here, baby.
MC like this choice.
All my 80s babies, we in the building on the Throwback Thursday. Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
I always feel like
get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
It's easy to make a small positive change. It's just as easy to quickly see and feel the benefits that change will bring to your life. So what are you waiting for? Today is as good a day as any to identify and implement a small change for the better. It will take a little time and a little effort. It will require some intention, discipline, and commitment on your part. Yet, in return, you'll gain real value in the form of time saved, or problem solved, or future regrets avoided. What small changes do you wish you had made a year ago? See this moment as your opportunity to be more thankful and less wishful a year from now. You have the power and the foresight to make a small change by simply doing it. And very soon, you'll come to appreciate what a big difference it has made. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 69, currently 41, clear skies at Longview Lake. Boosie recently performed at a repast over the weekend in Detroit in honor of his late fan, Alaysha Johnson. Now, per TMZ, Johnson passed away after a long battle with cancer, and the idea actually came from her mother for Boosie to be there because she has always wanted to see him perform live, but when he last came to Detroit, her health wouldn't allow it.
Can't play too many parts of that song.
Oh no, they did the fool. They went crazy. I've been seeing a lot of people do funerals and repasses a very different way than what we're used to. I saw a DJ at one. Like, I've been seeing completely different experiences,
yeah,
and I understand people are trying to turn it into a celebration of people's life, especially when it's the after ceremonies. Now, during the funeral, it's different. But if we gonna kick it for you, we gonna kick it for you. So I get that.
Don't kick it for me. I don't want all that. No. Put me away and go.
Oh my goodness. That's ridiculous. Switching gears.
Just being honest.
Summer Walker. Speaking about letting things go, she's letting go and letting God when asked about when she dated Lil Meech and he was caught on camera walking into an apartment with a whole nother woman.
What do you remember about a moment like that? Was it infuriating for you?
It was. I was really ignorant, but hey.
Did you laugh at it or were you like in too deep?
No, I was like, that's trifling as I literally don't even have to say anything on that because his life is terrible now. So
I can't help my cousin with the groceries. That's or something like that was to the effect of what he said in response to him being caught on.
I like that.
Like he was caught on a Ring camera.
And this is a mess.
They aired him out.
Yes, sir.
I said, I can't.
Yes, sir. What else did he say? That was it?
That was it. Mm. He was like, I can't help my cousin in the house with the bags. We just left the grocery store. Yeah, that was crazy when he said it. That definitely became a good meme. So
this is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
So there's that on that. That's the word of gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back. He got caught, for real.
It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness. A U.S. woman's lifetime risk of breast cancer is 1 in 8, and breast cancer death rates are 40% higher among black women. Men, we can get breast cancer too. Early detection is key, though. Learn more about risk factors, prevention, and screenings at cancer.org. D, yesterday we like slipped into a conversation a little bit about, you know, kind of sort of how why people ain't having no kids now because the numbers are severely down. And but I know money is a big part of it.
Absolutely.
A lot of us grew up in some sort of poverty at some point of our life where that is the last thing we want our kids to go through. And I think that is on top of mind of a lot of Gen Z, late millennials, and so forth and so on. Well, childcare for many families in Missouri and Kansas, it is more expensive than in-state college tuition. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources, Health and Human Services, considers childcare affordable, quote unquote affordable, if it doesn't cost more than 7% of a family's income. Well, what's a family's income? Excuse me? Come on, man. In Missouri, check this out. This is according to Economic Policy Institute. This is what's average for an infant. In Missouri, $13,173 a year. So that's just over $1,000 a month. In Kansas, $9,100 a year or $759 a month.
Lots of money.
So it's like, in reality, that coming out of your income is more than a lot of people's. That's way more than 7% for a lot of people that I know of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw another estimate that just kind of depicted generally $20,000 a year you have to set aside for that. So if that's a piece of your salary, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the parents that make it work. We've been in systems, in situations where we've seen plenty of parents make it work. Our parents have made things work. My hat is tipped to the parents out there. It's not easy.
Shout out your mama this morning.
This is brand new middle school.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you more than you know. Shout out to Zane, Sanaya, and Mrs. Angie. Big love to Sanaya, Jaden, Elijah, Cameron, and then also big love to Javon Peterson. Happy 28th birthday to Javon. That's major. And Brenda Boo, Rich Harris. And also, real quick, National Write a Review Week. That's what's happening right now. So if there's a business out there and you want to send them some love, this is the week to do so. Make sure you actually fill out that survey that we all look past and write them a beautiful review. And then last but not least, shout out to Always Smiling on TikTok. I went live yesterday, did like a little something. It was fun. So shout out to Always Smiling for being tapped in to Hustle and Shine. We appreciate you.
Duh. So Parade Park, D, over by AT Divine. A fire damaged the building yesterday around that site just 2 days before groundbreaking ceremony to celebrate a redevelopment project that will build new affordable homes at that site. It was going on about 7:40 p.m., two-story vacant apartment at Truman Road in Brooklyn Ave. And they found no one inside. Thank God the firefighters did, and no injuries were reported. So, but, you know, Mayor Lucas, Emmanuel Cleaver, along with Councilwoman Melissa Patterson, Hazley, and other city and community leaders, they're expected to attend a groundbreaking tomorrow, Friday. Big day going down tomorrow. Yeah. Especially with the streetcar extension opening and the start of construction on the $300 million project over there at Parade Park. So, you know, Kansas City recently purchased that historic complex in a foreclosure sale. That was back in March of 24 last year. Thank God they did that, because if it wasn't, a lot of our cousins, a lot of them would be displaced. Thank God nobody was injured in that fire.
Yeah, happy for that for sure.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 41. Clear skies at Hogan Prep. Singer Normani shares with Sierra her Mount Rushmore of female singers and dancers.
What do you remember about a moment like that? Was it infuriating for you?
Janet, you, Tina Turner, B.
That's a good one.
And I'm a throw in Tina Marie.
That's a real classic, unexpected one.
Grew up on Tina Marie.
Don't look like that about Tina.
She said, wasn't dancing included in this?
No, it's singers or dancers.
Oh, okay.
That's why she included Sierra in that too, because of the dancers, yeah.
Not because of singing, huh?
I mean, I think Sierra is stronger as a dancer, and that's what she sells. I don't think Sierra ever tried to sell that she's a Beyonce of, you know, vocals.
No!
And I think that's okay, right?
I mean, you know, she can hold a note in the bucket.
For sure. She can do more than hold the note, but, you know.
Okay. I respect the salute.
I like that list. No. Now, we switching gears with the list, because Kevin McCall, he was, you know, pleading with Chris Brown about $25,000 in his EBT card. Wait till he find out that ain't going to work next month. But he shared his perspective as a true singer on which artists he thinks cannot sing.
Mary J. Blige can't sing. Oh. Keisha Cole can't sing. Patti can't sing. Keith Sweat can't sing. Alicia Keys cannot sing. Pitch tone deaf. Most people don't sing. Y'all don't know these things.
Now we see why you depending on that EBT card, dog. Because you up here talking about everybody. He said Patti LaBelle can't sing.
And he spoke on being tone deaf and some other stuff that regular people wouldn't know. So I don't know. But what I'm going to ask you is who are like maybe one or two people that you feel like can't sing? Because I sure got at least two people.
Oh, I love me a good hater topic. Let's see. I got several. Bryson Tiller, Brent Fayez. Whatever.
You know, the youngest, we strict about him.
Queen Nyjah.
Queen Nyjah can definitely sing.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't. I will
okay,
play
you.
Okay,
I asked for two people, and you finna run a whole list.
Oh, I am. Janae Aiko, she's at the top of the list.
That's sick.
Keisha Cole's on there. Mariah the Scientist. And who's after?
I understand Mariah.
Giveon. Definitely cannot sing.
You know, I agree with the Giveon perspective. I'm going to add for that The Weeknd. I told you
no,
that.
No, you are.
The Weeknd cannot sing.
You are you out of your.
And
I'm like cussing.
This might
Myron,
be.
Y'all better
where
come get me
where your
right
sensor
now?
Button at?
I don't know where it is, but.
I mean, this one might.
Told a lie.
I'm not
day.
Trying to disrespect my elders or nothing, but. I'm sorry, but.
Uh-oh.
Elder Barge.
Oh, you are kidding me right now.
I'm sorry.
You stop lying.
You crazy.
We shaking the table on this beautiful Throwback Thursday.
You lying. You just don't like a falsetto.
Stop Maybe lying. That's a good way to put it.
You don't. Do you like The Dream?
Oh, I like The Dream. Yeah.
All right. Do you like Jeremiah?
I like El DeBarge. I just feel like
you just said he can't sing.
That doesn't mean I don't like him.
You wouldn't lie.
You like The Weeknd and he can't sing.
The Weeknd can sing his ass off. What are you talking about?
No.
I cannot believe you.
You just sat up here. Did you say Mary J. Blige? Did you agree with that?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you didn't agree.
Well, I've heard several people. People in the 90s said
no,
that Mary
I know
K
people
sang.
Were saying that back in the day.
It was more
but
about
I feel
passion
like,
about Mary.
I feel like that was disrespectful about Mary. And I know they did say that. They said the same thing about Keisha Cole. And I feel like there's songs
she
that
can't.
Are for her and there's songs that are not.
And this is why people love the song Love so much, because she's extremely off key and off pitch on that song.
So do you
y'all
think
can't
a,
sing,
do you think A. Marie
so
can
think
sing?
Y'all good. A. Marie?
Yeah.
No.
I knew you was going to say that because she's singing
lying.
Songs only she can sing to me. But yeah, El DeBarge and The Weeknd on my count.
You crazy.
You can learn that.
Cousins, I don't know. One of our cousins said Macy Gray.
Yeah, hands down, yeah.
I don't touch that territory.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Got a special guest with us up, hustling and shining this morning, my man Q. Ambition, what's up, man? How you feeling, dog?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Yes, sir. Doing? Good to see you, man. Now, you got this collaboration with Rasheed Rice, and you soon got one with Deanna Hustle coming up. I see that coming up next year or something. A little St. Louis collaboration.
Ooh, you talking my language now.
go ahead and spill the beans on what you got going on, man.
Oh, man, we doing great things in the city, man. We really appreciate Rasheed. He's wearing our jacket coming out. We doing a collab with Blind Box and Square Peg Media. And, man, we doing great things, man. He's coming out this Monday. He's about to really show out, you know, and you see what he did last week, bro.
Yes, sir.
Crazy.
I've been preaching it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, you were speaking.
Nobody believe me.
So I can't wait to see him in, of course, the Gold Bar Limited. And just for the cousins out there that are just now running into UQ, this is a clothing company. Could you talk a little bit about the inspiration behind this brand?
Right now, man, we just been really focusing on, like, this Letterman jackets on an elevated scale. That's our main thing, is just really making sure that, you know, we give you guys something that's very unique when you do walk into, like, the games or you go to a tavern. It's just very cultural. We stepping on, like, everything KC, man. Like, we love KC to death. You guys have really been showing us love, and we appreciate it all of it.
When you walk into the tavern, okay, I like that. Now, look, we first met you at Tacos and Tequila, and you said you want to turn eyes with your jackets. Well, that's what you did when I saw your St. Louis jacket that you had when I first saw you at the Tacos and Tequila joint, man. So you're definitely doing that. You got any more collaborations, like, on deck, or some that you definitely want to be a part of coming up in the future?
Yeah, man. Honestly, we doing a lot of collaborations, and, you know, right now we did one with Lula. They did a real good job with us. We did one with Arthur Bryant. I'm inspired to do one with Gates for sure. I got to go Gates.
Got to.
So it's just like really just tapping into the community, talking to different business owners and giving them something that they can represent their brand with.
Yeah, shout out to Q Ambition in the building, Gold Bar Limited, clothing company. He is the founder and just all around creative. Now, if you look at our Hot 103 Jams Instagram, you see a video of him showing us the inside of the jacket and the outside. And I'm telling you, it is dope. He has an upcoming collab with Rasheed. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real KC-ish.
I love that. Real quick, you mentioned that you might be able to give our cousin something for the free 99. Tell them what they got to do, though.
Hey, man, look, all you guys got to do is follow our Instagram, Shop Ambition. Click the link to go to the website, and the first 10 people, you guys will receive a Run It Back Tour sweatshirt. Let's get it.
Now, this jacket that you got, dog, it caught my eye because you got, like, basically all the Kansas City landmarks inside of the jacket.
Yes, sir. We didn't miss nothing.
Nothing at all. It's only one thing you missed, though. I'll say that.
Talk to me.
LCs. You ain't got LCs on there.
Okay.
But you got Gates. You got the Strutting Man on there. Did you, like, take a tour of KC all in one day and was like, yeah, I'm putting that on there. I'm putting that on there. How does your creative mind work?
Well, I've been back and forth from St. Louis to Kansas City for 3 years. So before I actually moved here, I really just studied the culture in general. You know, I did all the tours, I did all the shows, I did a lot of the, you know, how you guys do the KC award shows and everything. So I just tapped in the community totally.
Yeah, shout out to Terrell Ray on that. Mm-hmm. And of course, this collab is big. Monday night, Rasheed will be sported. What is he exactly going to be sported? What could we expect?
It's a top secret. Just stay tuned, you guys. And look, I got a special gift for you two, man.
I appreciate you, man.
I got a hat with my Native American on there. So yes. You understand, man. We got the big scout on the front of our hat. So yes. I got one for you, brother.
I like to thank you, man. Representing the culture of our indigenous people. You know what I'm saying? Sir. I love that. Respectfully.
Absolutely.
So Rasheed Rice is going to be, like, you know, on Monday Night Football, they do it big. They have them coming down the little walkway at Arrowhead. So he's going to be sporting your stuff as he's entering the stadium.
Absolutely. And November the 6th, we have an autograph signing at Blind Box. So make sure you guys tap in with Blind Box November the 6th. The man himself will be there signing autographs and just showing love to the community.
I love that. Collaboration is key on that. Big shout out to you for, of course, the creative, being that creative director, and then also making all these collaborations, because you've also partnered with Mahomes on some different things and Casey Kern and other groups. So
absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate KC for the support. Make sure you guys go to the Instagram, shopambition.com. Shop Ambition on the Instagram, goldbarlimited.com on the website. Let's
That's
go.
I'm going to. I'm looking. I'm going straight right for the husky sizes, man.
We up to 5X, but we got you.
That's lit.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for getting up early and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you guys.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
This is random, but I feel like I need to say this. To anybody listening right now, you feeling like giving up in something? Failure is the only result when you stop. Failure is the final result only when you give up. I had that on a motivational minute coming up in the future. I wanted to make sure I get that clearly, because I didn't have that clearly when I said it. So I just want to make sure that y'all heard that. Mm-hmm. That was a message that I got this morning. I had to pass it to you, cousin. Yeah,
and continue to pass that message along, cousins, too.
Don't quit, y'all. So tomorrow, Hustle and Shine in the morning, we will be broadcasting live from the streetcar extension opening on the plaza. Right by the Winsteads. We're going to be right there. We're going to have our little hippity-hop playing. We're going to be blasting our little hippity-hop all on the plaza.
Yes, the grand opening. So the extension to UMKC will be the grand opening, the launch is all tomorrow. And like you said, we'll be at that plaza streetcar stop. I'm excited, B, because I got a chance to ride it. And you've seen it on TV. We've all seen it. Now it's real. And it's free.
This is just going to transform the city. I talked about this on my podcast this week on Brian's World, how this streetcar is going to revolutionize our city as we know it. All the money that's being poured in and you see all the businesses that's popping up on Main that's going to benefit from this. It's going to be a good look for the city.
Love the song selection.
You know so, it.
Yeah. River Market to UMKC, that's big. Very much excited, and like the big homie said, we'll be broadcasting live tomorrow. So make sure you tap into Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Pull up on us.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 42, sunny skies at the Truman Library. Ella Iverson is out promoting his documentary series that's going to be premiering actually today on Prime Video. And during an interview, he recalls being in awe of Michael Jordan.
All I wanted to do was watch Mike. You know what I mean? That was my hero. He was my vision. He was the reason why everybody knew who Allen Iverson is. Today, I remember the first time I was just staring at him and just looking at him like, that's him. I think that was the first time I was really starstruck.
You know, I just hung out with Travis Kelce the other day. Shout out to Operation Breakthrough. He had that same exact feeling when he met Michael Jordan. He said Michael Jordan came up behind him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, now this is the guy that I can guard this guy right here. So, everybody has that with Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. One of the GOATs, one of the greats.
And look, if you was a kid in the 90s, Jordan was just, man, whether you was a Bulls fan or not, he was that guy.
Yeah, you can't deny that. Mm-hmm. Switching gears to Diddy. One of his close friends is speaking out about the terrifying moment that the mogul woke up in prison with a knife pressed to his throat. Yes, they said that the attack went down during one of the nights Diddy was spending at MDC in Brooklyn, an incident that first came to light during Diddy's sentencing. And this was revealed and confirmed by TMZ.
Oh, my God.
Now, people are hearing about the story now. Of course, some fans are like, okay, it sounds like he's really trying to get out by now bringing it, I guess, it being public knowledge.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know.
There's
been, that's what people are saying online.
Oh my gosh.
There's speculation as well if President Trump is going to pardon him, but the White House has denied that. However, TMZ stands on what their confirmation on that is what's being
discussed. We got a clip from Trump.
So look at my African-American over here.
Yikes.
Look at him. Are you the greatest?
See, I'd rather hear the dance party with Beyonce.
The dance party with Beyonce.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those brave, ambitious, and a little controlling Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday?
put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to the Big Baller family. Happy birthday to businessman and media personality LeVar Ball. A major happy birthday to human rights advocate and community activist and the oldest son of Martin Luther King Jr. Happy birthday to Martin Luther King III. Happy birthday to jazz singer Diane Reed. Happy B-Day to rapper and actress Lola Monroe. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to singer and songwriter Miguel.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chiquita Singleton, Derek Williams, and Lucretia Cree Miles. Sending birthday love to Tricala Brakefield, Jacob Wright, and Deanna Royals. Happy birthday, Kristen Brown, Mac Carter, and Nikita Slater. Also sending birthday love to Carlos Madden and everybody else born on October 23rd. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Jonna.
Hey, Jonna, what you doing?
Driving.
Where you headed?
I'm out just doing some morning errands.
Okay.
Sound like something going on.
Take a peek down and tell me what that check engine light is looking like.
My check engine light is good. We on riding buckets.
No, that's right, cousin. All right, we got two tickets to send you to the Heaven on Earth Tour starring Cat Williams. But in order to even secure them tickets, you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let me see you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up. We about to get it on.
Let me see you 1, 2, step. I love it when you 1, 2, step. Let me see you 1, 2, step.
You missed the whole line.
She really did.
Oh,
well,
come on, man.
We about to get it on. Yay!
I sung it the way I thought I remembered it.
You know, it's all good. After a couple shots of that Pat Ryan, it all sounded the same. Who you gonna take with you to the Cat Williams show?
You know what? I don't know.
You got it. Look for it.
DM's finna be popping. All right, cousin.
All right, let's get it.
Look at it, taking all bitters. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Well, Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.